The Federal Transit Administration, the FTA, is requiring the Honolulu Authority for Rapid Transportation to budget $44 million for the rail transit project. HART President and CEO Andrew Robbins told City Council members that the state legislature and the Governor's Act 1 prohibits the use of general excise or hotel room taxes, GET or TAT, for rail administrative costs, payroll, or expenses.
What the funds will be used for is what we cannot use GET and TAT for. Any use of the $44 million would be the puka left over by the prohibition on Act 1 and whatever lack of funding we have from the federal government.
The City Council's Budget Committee provided the $44 million in HART's capital or construction budget that included a provision that no city property tax monies could be used. But the city's corporation counsel or legal advisors said if HART obtains bond financing, city property tax money could be used to pay the interest. City Managing Director and Acting Mayor Roy Amemiya says that's why the mayor's original plan was to hold that money in the administration's capital budget instead of giving it to HART.
When you put it in the HART budget, suddenly they have the authority to move forward and draw on the money. And there is no oversight by ourselves as we would other kinds of bond issues. And part of the reason for having $44 million put into the administration's budget is that we have more control over whether or not that money is spent. By putting it in the HART budget, we lose that authority to oversee the $44 million.
Council member Kimberly Pine says that was not the plan the city administration and the city council agreed to.
Did I miss a memo or something? Because I could have sworn that I saw a press release that the mayor supported the $44 million being put in the HART capital budget. I thought we were all in agreement, and this was like the least controversial part of our discussion for today. The head of HART, he just testified that he said it was okay. The mayor sent a press release that he was okay with it. So I don't really understand what we're discussing right now.
The council members presented all of their concerns, but they realized the city charter required them to pass the budget by June 15th. After a recess, they came back and approved HART's $6.5 million operating budget and the $1.7 billion capital budget, which includes the $44 million. Budget Committee Chair Trevor Ozawa says FTA federal funding is at stake and the City Council has future oversight.
We stand to lose $750 million of federal grant money, which is what I'm concerned with. In addition, any monies that will be expended at any point in the future, like any other bonds, would have to come before us specifically for authorization. So at that time, nobody's guaranteeing any votes, yes or no. At least I'm not, with regard to using property taxes.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.